When you think sports, think News Radio 1070 WKOK.
News Radio 1070 WKOK presents Shikellamy Braves Basketball.
2-on-1. Bounce pass. Right side. Got it.
Braves Basketball on WKOK is sponsored by Sunbury Motor Company, Wise Markets, Purdy Insurance, Zimmerman Chrysler Dodge Jeep and Ram Truck, Benjamin T. Moyer's Furniture, W&L Subaru, Midtown Bistro, Lackawanna College, J.D. Feaster Earthworks, Add One, Fresh Roasted Coffee, Reed Relations Consulting, and Service First Federal Credit Union. Now, let's head courtside with Kevin Herr and the Chief, Dave Ritchie.
The Shikellamy Braves on a little bit of a skid here as they start the first part of this conference schedule. Losing on the road to Central Mountain about a week ago. Actually, it was a week ago. And then on Saturday in Shamokin, after a good first period, saw Shamokin just run away with that one. Tonight, they are going to have a hands-full fight with the Selins Grove Seals, playing their second conference game after winning game number one against Milton. They are coming in at 6-3 overall. Braves coming in at 4-6. And Selins Grove has played some teams that Shikellamy has as well, including Hughesville. They also have played Mifflin County and got that win. And then they'll play a team that Shikellamy, they actually start their season with the team that Shikellamy ends their season with in Bellefonte. You look at Central Mountain, Bellefonte, Selins Grove, Shikellamy. Those are four of the five teams that are playing for district position right now as well. And as we talked about on last Wednesday night in Mill Hall, tonight's game will have a little bit to do with the seeding in the district playoffs. Right now, Shikellamy has a one-game lead over Bellefonte. Selins Grove's the number two seed behind Central Mountain, who's the one. Hollidaysburg, by the way, is the three seed. But there's a lot riding on this game here in early January, Chief.
The Braves need to win a basketball game, Kevin. They've been down and they've played one good quarter, basically, of eight in the last two games. And that was the first quarter on Saturday out at Shamokin. They just need to get back in the groove of winning. And, you know, it doesn't get any easier coming Saturday. They're going to have to play Milton. Now, this is always a big rivalry. You never know what's going to happen. I know there's been times that we've come into this gym down at Selins Grove and thinking that Shikellamy has no way they're going to lose. And the next thing you know, we're in a nail biter. And they do. So it seems that teams get up for Shikellamy, especially Selins Grove. And they have a really, really exciting team. I think they might even be a team that a human highlight film with Reese Noggle out at the guard spot.
Noggle averaging 17 points a game, leading the way for the Seals. Gavin Bastian with 13 points a game. And then you look at two other starters averaging 9 in Jackson and Pietsu. I mean, how close are you to having four guys in double figures? You're going to be really excited right now if you're a Selins Grove fan, and even more excited if you're the head coach in Justin Kaiser with this team.
You know, you have your leading scorer is almost at 18 points a game, and the second higher is Gavin Bastian at 10. So, you know, that's 28 points. And if you're going to have four guys in double figures, you're probably going to be putting a lot of baskets in the hoop and scoring a lot of points, and that's what they've done. They have played two very, very tough big schools, Wilkes-Barre and Williamsport, and they've lost both of those games. They lost to Wilkes-Barre by a point, I think. Last night at Williamsport, it was a little bit different. As you know, we can't play Williamsport anymore, if you remember.
I do remember that.
Well,
it was an unfortunate outcome on the court.
A similar incident happened last night in the Williamsport game to a Selins Grove player. So we'll see if they'll be allowed to come back to Williamsport next year.
Well, tonight it is Shikellamy and Selins Grove, both teams looking to, Selins Grove looking to get back to the playoffs after they were one and done a year ago. Shikellamy looking to get in the playoffs again, and right now, as you said, in desperate need of a win.
Yeah, I mean, that'd be good for not just the kids. That's the one we want to really get uplifted would be the team, all right? But what I'm looking at is the coaches would enjoy a win also, because I know the hard work that Bill puts into preparing, how many different games that he watches. And, you know, the scouting report is always very thorough. But, you know, you can do what you can know what they're going to do on the court, but then you've got to execute. And the Braves have been – there's two things that have happened to the Braves. Number one, they're not shooting well. And number two, they haven't had a force inside rebounding. And those two things are very important in a basketball game. The first one's really important. If you don't put the ball in the basket, it's going to be a long, long night.
Well, what's really tough, like you said, when you're not shooting well, is to play a team that is shooting well in Selinks Grove. We'll see what Bill Ziegler thinks this matchup's going to be in just a few minutes when we go inside the locker room. Shikellamy, Selinks Grove. It's Braves basketball on WKOK and the Sunbury Broadcasting Corporation app.
Hello, sports fans. W&L Subaru, Route 11 in Northumberland, is proud to be the Susquehanna Valley's family-owned and operated Subaru dealership since 1965. So come on in now and check out and save on the all-new Subaru models. Start your adventure in a safe, reliable, and fuel-efficient ride. Amazing financing offers for well-qualified applicants. Stop by W&L Subaru, Route 11 in Northumberland, or check out their deals on Facebook and at WNLSubaru.com. The Susquehanna Valley's all-wheel drive headquarters.
Do you want to get your degree, but you're just not sure where to start when it comes to choosing a career path? Well, you're not alone. And at Lackawanna College in Sunbury, we can help you explore several opportunities with a degree in professional studies. You'll have the chance to take a variety of courses that will give you the background that employers find valuable in an employee. Visit Lackawanna.edu today. That's Lackawanna.edu. This is life-changing. This is Lackawanna College.
Experience unparalleled excavation and paving services with J.D. Feaster Earthworks. As a family-owned business, we're committed to providing exceptional service, going as far as moving the earth for you. Discover the unique J.D. Feaster difference, brought to you by our talented and dedicated team. With a century's worth of combined industry experience, we're committed to building relationships and delivering excellence. Our professional and seamless approach ensures top-notch service. Regardless of the job size, we will always be dedicated to your satisfaction. At J.D. Feaster, quality work each and every time we serve you is our promise. At J.D. Feaster Earthworks, will move the earth to serve you.
Discover the power of expression with Ad One Advertising and Design. They're the area's locally owned one-stop destination for premium promotional items and trendy apparel. We're talking about apparel with brand names like The North Face, Under Armour, and Carhartt, just to name a few. Sleek pens that speak volumes to stylish drinkware from Corksicle, Igloo, and Hydro Flask that keep your name in hand. Ad One has that item that makes your business or organization pop. Get noticed. Get remembered. Get Ad One Advertising and Design and elevate your brand today. Visit mypromotionalneeds.com to see for yourself.
Welcome back to Selinks Grove. Kevin Herr with Coach Bill Ziegler of the Shikellamy Braves getting ready for this rivalry tonight. Selinks Grove team has a couple of guys that are in double figures or hovering in double figures. How do they like to play offensively?
Well, their whole offense revolves around Noggle, number four. They're going to run a ton of pick and rolls with him, try to have him make a lot of decisions for them as he's a four-year starter. And, him being as tall as he is, he can see over the defense a lot, makes some good decisions. So we have to, defend the pick and roll well and make him make some tough decisions and try to make him be fit. We have to be physical with him as, that seems to bother him.
He also likes to shoot the three-pointer. Do they like to get him open for that? Do they have a bunch of sets for that?
To be honest with you, it's more with the pick and roll. Not that they don't have some sets for him to shoot the three, but, our main focus today will be more defending him when he has the ball coming off a screen.
In the last couple of nights out, Braves having some trouble with the press. You would expect to see that again tonight, that they throw a little press. What have you worked on over the last couple of weeks?
We've seen them on film. They run the same press that Shamokin runs, 2-2-1 full court, three-quarter court, but they're a little bit more soft in the front court and really don't like to put the clamps on you until you get across half court. So we worked the last couple days on, being patient. You're not going to trap us in the front court and, make some good decisions. And when we get up by half court, we got to go.
There was a good first period against Shamokin. What did you like about the way things were playing out there in the first 8 minutes?
That was our best quarter of the year. After watching it on film a couple times, We scored a lot. We moved the ball well. We shared the ball well. And, you know, we defended real well. Shamokin shot well, just, you know, to make it a 16-15 game. So, you know, I'll take four quarters like that every night.
Now, the thing we've been talking about the last couple of weeks is finding somebody who can get hot shooting the ball, and still looking for that.
Yeah, we are. You know, we're struggling from the outside right now, but, you know, we had a pretty good shooting practice yesterday, and, you know, keep telling the kids that, you know, I'm a firm believer in a core value. Hard work will pay off, and, you know, we're putting the time in, we're working on it, we're getting, you know, better at practice, and I'm hoping the results show off today in the game.
Bill, appreciate it. We'll talk to you afterwards.
Thank you, Kevin.
You're listening to Braves Basketball on News Radio 1070 WKOK on the Sunbury Broadcasting Corporation app.
Hi, this is Dave Moyer, 1993 graduate of Shikellamy High School and third-generation owner of the Benjamin T. Moyer Furniture Store in Sunbury. And we're proud to be part of the Shikellamy sports family. Benjamin T. Moyer Furniture has been supplying customers from all over Pennsylvania with fine furniture, two-sided Shiftman mattresses, and superior service since 1935. Please accept my invitation to visit our showroom in Sunbury or check out our website at moyersfurniture.com. Here is to a great season. Go Shick Braves.
Every season comes with a list of to-dos. That's why Service First Federal Credit Union offers everyday equity. With its unique home equity line of credit, pay tuition, plan vacation, kick off remodeling projects, and much more. Everyday equity provides easy access to funds, low monthly payments, and the flexibility to lock in Service First great low rates on up to two segments of your line. Controlling your budget and accomplishing your goals just got easier. Apply today. Visit serviceone.org. At Service First, we're friends you can bank on. Membership requirements and restrictions apply. Federally insured by NCUA. Equal housing lender.
The next time you're looking for a great place for a great meal with family and friends, stop in the place with roots that go back over 100 years, the America's Host Company in Sunbury. Their social club serves breakfast, lunch, and dinner, and you'll be supporting this volunteer fire department who's always on call no matter what the emergency may be. They also provide ambulance service, too. Before you go, check their Facebook page for daily and weekly specials. The America's Host Company, 100 Linden Street in Sunbury. Visit them for food and fun so they can be there for you in times of need.
Your days are busy and crazy, but your evenings don't have to be. When you visit Midtown Bistro on Market Street in Sunbury, relaxation is the name of the game. Stop in Wednesday through Saturday from 4 till 9 p.m. and start out with one of their freshly made appetizers. Try their own menu staple, the goat cheese dip or bang bang shrimp, quesadillas and salads. Their entrees include jambalaya, New York strip steak, and pasta marinara. And they even have children's choices, plus enjoy delicious desserts. Stop in for live weekend entertainment and your favorite drinks, too. Find Midtown Bistro on Facebook and 323 Rear Market Street, Sunbury.
Back at the Seal Dome, getting ready for Shikellamy and Sealands Grove. Starting lineups first for the homestanding Sealands Grove Seals. We expect to see Xavier Jackson, the freshman guard, averaging 9 points a game, 2 for 4 from the free throw line. Lucas Pietsu, the forward, is a senior, averaging 9 a game, 33% free throw shooter on the year. Reese Noggle, a senior at guard, the big shooter there, 17 a game is what he's averaging, 69% free throw shooter on the year. Chase Deal, we expect to see it forward, the junior, a 64% free throw shooter, averaging 6 a game, and the other double-figure shooter at guard, the junior, Gavin Bastion, averaging 13 a game and 75% free throw shooter on the year. For the Braves, it'll be Ryan Williams, a 5'11 guard. Williams, averaging 8 a game, leads the team in steals, assists, and charges. Xavier Fashaw, the other guard, getting a start tonight, 5'9 guard, averaging 5 a game and leading the team in free throw shooting. We'll give you the rest of the starting lineup when we return. This is Shikellamy Basketball on WKOK and on the Sunbury Broadcasting Corporation app.
From first downs to touchdowns, cheering on the big game creates a big appetite. That's why I shop at Wise. With new Wise End Zone Rewards, I can redeem Wise Rewards points on game day favorites like free Johnsonville sausages, Hers chips, Hell of a Good dips, and even Hershey's candies. Spending less time shopping around for the best deals mean I can spend more time cheering on the game.
Touchdown!
Now that's rewarding. That's Wise.
Fresh Roasted Coffee offers a huge variety of freshly roasted coffee beans as well as Keurig and Nespresso-compatible pods. While you're here, check out our extensive selection of teas, botanicals, brewing equipment, and apparel. Stop by the company store in the Old Sunbury Textile Mill just past the Shikellamy High School Monday through Friday from 8 a.m. till 4:30 p.m. Can't make it to the store? No problem. Order online at freshroastedcoffee.com and we'll roast your coffee and have it ready for pickup in as little as 24 hours.
In an ever-changing world, one thing you can always count on is the service at Purdy Insurance. Hi, this is Season. While the world is constantly changing, Purdy Insurance is dedicated to providing you with the highest level of service to protect you, your family, and your business. Give us a call today at 570-286-5855. Go to our website at purdyinsurance.com or check us out on Facebook to see what Purdy Insurance can do for you.
Mark and Troy here. It's Owner Appreciation Loyalty Month at Zimmerman Chrysler Dodge Jeep Ram.
And we're celebrating with 15% off many in-stock models.
Like new Jeep Renegades, 50% off with up to $4,500 in discounts.
15% off all Jeep Gladiators in stock. That's a savings up to $9,000.
Take 15% off 2023 Ram Crew Cabs in stock. That's almost $10,000 off many trucks.
So come in and see why people are coming from all over the region to Zimmerman's Chrysler Dodge Jeep Ram in Sunbury and experience what we call the Zimmerman Difference. Call 570-988-JEEP or visit us online at ZimmermanJeep.com.
Continuing on with our starting lineups for the Shikellamy Braves, talked about Ryan Williams, a 5'11 senior guard. Well, also getting the start, Xavier Fashaw tonight, the 5'9 guard, is a junior, averaging 5 a game, an 80% free throw shooter on the year. Asher Moyer is the 6'1 junior at forward. Moyer averaging 7 a game, leads the team in blocks. Actually, he's tied for the team lead with Micah Moyer with 5 blocks. He's a 58% free throw shooter. Logan McAllister, a 6'3 senior, is at forward, averaging about 2 a game, is out-rebounding everybody on the Braves team with 39 so far this year. Cam Leonard, the 5'11 senior guard, leading scorer on this team, averaging 13 a game, 81% free throw shooter, leads the team in that category as well. Again, it's Williams, Fashaw, Moyer, McAllister, and Leonard. Braves shooting 71% from the free throw line, 44% from the floor, 19 from outside the arc, and that has been a big problem this year. Brings the Braves shooting average down to 36%, only averaging 45 points a game, giving up 55. For Sealands Grove, it's Jackson, Pietsu, Deal, Bastion, and Noggle as the Seals have their home white with red and blue trim and the blue numerals. Braves again in their road navy blue, white trim and maroon numerals, white lettering with maroon trim.
Does that mean I'm supposed to say something when you
that
point
at me? That means it's your turn now.
Thank you. Sealands Grove's got a little bit of a height advantage over the Braves. I'm looking out at the field, but I think the one thing that they might have that the Braves don't have is they've got confidence and they've got momentum right now. So
that's big.
And I'm sure they want to avenge that loss last night at Williamsport. That always leaves kind of a bitter taste in your mouth.
Noggle at the center circle. He's joined there by Logan McAllister as we await the officials making some last-minute discussions and changes. And now they're going to bring both coaches over for a quick discussion. The Shikellamy student section is to our right, dressed in black. On the far side to the left is the Sealands Grove student section, also in black. Well, whatever was being discussed with the officials and the coaches, it is now all ironed out. Maybe.
Well, no, neither coach had any, you know, they didn't smile during the whole talk.
And it didn't look heated.
No, I don't know what it was.
And we're in the air. Noggle tips it right out of bounds. It'll be Shikellamy basketball on the first touch of the game.
Well, if Sealands Grove does what the junior varsity did, they'll play man-to-man against the Braves.
Braves attacking the basket to our left, as we call things here. Moyer now on the arc. He'll send it underneath Williams. Reverses, puts it up and in.
That's a nice job by Asher Moyer to get him the ball underneath the basket, and he just used the basket to Key from getting his shot block, and just like out of Shamokin, Ryan Williams starts the game off with a layup.
Only Asher's fourth assist of the season.
Braves playing his zone right now. Sorry, Kevin.
That's quite all right. Three-pointer, Noggle on the way, no good. McAllister with a rebound underneath.
That's what they need to do, give him one shot, and that's all they wanted to give him.
Far side Leonard, NBA three, short. Rebound picked up by Noggle. Noggle will outlet now to Pietsu. He will bring it in, kick it outside. Bastion from the far corner to the near corner. Jackson three, in and out, no. Tipped around and controlled and put back up and in by Bastion.
Oh, that's a gift, all right. Gavin was in the right spot. He was on the low box. The two guys fighting the ball, gets tipped right to him, makes the layup. So it pays to get in that weak side, Kevin. Does.
Leonard on the far corner now with under seven to go, all tied at two. Hands the ball to Williams. Williams out front, guarded there by Noggle.
He couldn't dribble. He had dribbled to get the control of the ball. He was waiting for somebody to move for him.
Yeah, he was in no man's land there for a while.
Brace playing a, now Seals Grove's in his zone, and Brace playing a 1-3-1 offense. Now they've got everybody on the left side, Kev.
Moyer in the corner, pushed into Coach Kizer
yeah.
There. And Justin has a smile on his face as the Seals pick up foul number one, and it's going to be on Deal.
Jace Deal has stitches above his right eye. Last night he took a hit, and I'm sure that doesn't feel the best, and it's got to affect his vision a little bit too.
Yeah, he definitely has, and it's all patched up, obviously, with tape. Turnaround, low post jumper, right down out of the rafters by the X-Factor, Fashaw.
So, Kevin, we have the two smallest guys on the Braves team underneath the basket scoring to start the game.
Braves with a two-point lead with 1 minute, make that 2 minutes gone by here in the period. Top of the key, Noggle to the far wing, Bastion, bang! Hit the three, 5-4, Seelens Grove with the lead.
Well, Gavin not only can catch passes, but he can do a nice job of hitting that three-point shot.
McAllister at the foul line, driving in, finds Fashaw, lays it up and in.
Well, evidence of that knee injury, Xavier's moving pretty good. And a nice feed from McAllister over to Xavier as he beat his guy to the bucket.
And driving in and losing a handle on the ball is Noggle. It's off Noggle, Shikellamy basketball. You know, you mentioned Fashaw's knee. He injured it at Central Mountain, did not come back in that game, did not play in the Seelens Grove game either. I'm sorry, the Shamokin game, rather. And Fashaw has it stolen away on the double team. Jackson lays it off the glass and in.
Got to take care of the basketball, Kevin, and that's a nice job by Xavier Jackson to steal it from our Xavier. Fashaw, and had an easy layup.
The X-Factor in the white jersey. There's a nice pass inside to McAllister, who spins around, puts it up and in for an 8-7 lead with 5 to go.
Braves are doing a nice job of beating their men to the basket and, of course, getting the passes from the outside down low. That's three now the Braves have scored on great passes and giving their guys layups.
Noggle into the corner now, finds Bastion. Bastion drives the baseline, puts it up and in.
Well, Gavin's got a quick 8 points here, Kevin. That's a nice baseline move. He just floated it right in from about 3 feet.
9-8. Seelens Grove with the lead. They lob it inside for Fashaw, but he wasn't there.
Here we go.
Pietsu comes up with it, puts it up. Noggle tries the two-hand jam, and he comes up short. Shikellamy basketball. He's looking for the foul and didn't get the call.
They're actually going to call a foul on Seelens Grove on 30. I don't know. I don't know who they're going to call the foul on.
I wonder if that one is on Bastion.
It's on Bastion, yes, over the back.
Second team foul on Seelens Grove, leading it by one here with 4:22 to go. Williams goes in, goes up, puts it off the rim, no good. Jackson with a rebound. He'll pull it down, push it up with Bastion on the far side. He'll drive on Moyer to the baseline, and now he'll spin around. One-hander with the right hand, puts it up, no good. Noggle goes up and then hits the strap before it goes in, the support strap, so that's a dead ball.
That was Luke Pietsu.
You are correct. Pietsu is the Pietsu one who actually did
but,
there.
But he got fouled, all right? So they did not count the basket, but he's going to get two shots. That foul was on number 22 for the Braves, Logan McAllister.
There's the first one for Pietsu. That one is good. 10-8. With 4:05 to go here in the first period, this will give the largest lead of the night so far to Seelens Grove. No good. Rebound by Moyer.
2-point lead for Sealands Grove halfway through this first period. Williams with the basketball. Bounce pass left side to Moyer. Asher outside the arc trying to drive on Pietsu. Lost it. Picked his pocket. Bastion comes up with it. He'll bounce pass to Noggle. Noggle lays it up and in. I'll tell you what, that was a nice move. Noggle's underneath the basket when he puts the right hand out over the rim.
Well, he's got 36-inch arms, Kevin, and that does a nice job of reaching back. But you're right, that was a great athletic move.
Pass to McAllister does not go. Deal steals it away. They get it to Jackson at the other end on the turnover and the bucket. Timeout, Shikellamy, 3:22 to go as the Seals are on a 6-0 run.
Well, they're beating the Braves down the court. They've had a 2-on-1 the last two times they've stolen the ball or gotten a rebound, and they have scored off of it. They made the shots, and that's important, and now they have a 6-point lead.
14-8 with 3:22 remaining here in the first period, and Sealands Grove leading this one with some big one-and-done opportunities at the other end defensively.
You know, Luke Pietsu and Xavier Jackson's moms are Shikellamy girls basketball players. Luke's mom, Stacy Lauer, all right, was on the great team in 91.
They both played for you, didn't they?
Well, I was in the middle school. Stacy played with my daughter, Nicole. I think they won 26 games that year. And then Xavier Jackson's mom is Shonda Snyder, who Coach McDermott had for 3 or 4 years, and those teams also won some district titles.
Basketball in the genes between these two schools. Of course, we've seen that over the years. The Shikellamy grads that moved to Sealands Grove and so on. Moyer missed the shot. It is Bruno now in the game. He tries to feed it underneath. Jackson picks it up. They'll go into the corner for Noggle for a three. No good from the far corner. Rebound by Wetzel.
Nice job by Luke. He did a good job of boxing out Bastion. Braves need a bucket here, Kev.
Bruno brings it up, gives it over to Williams. Sealands Grove leading at 14-8 with 2 minutes, 40 seconds to go, first period. Williams around the right side. He'll go in and end up in trouble and travel as he falls to the floor. Now Sealands Grove bringing in Richter. He'll also bring in Griffin Parker and Noah Walter.
Well, I'll tell you, Griffin Parker's a sophomore, and he had one whale of a JV game. I think he hit about 5 or 6 threes, and they did a great job shooting from the outside.
Camden Smith also in the game for Sealands Grove, as I believe everybody but Noggle is out right now from the starting lineup. Near wing in the hands of Walter. He'll get it back. Far side over to Parker. They'll swing it to Noggle on the near wing. Guarded by Moyer. Moyer will back out. And they'll go to a 2-3 zone. Feed inside. Moyer saves it from going out of bounds. Hands it off to Leonard. Leonard now driving. Tries to over dribble. In some trouble. Puts it up. And it looks like he'll go to the line and draw the foul. Good defense by Walter, but it's the double move that actually drew the foul.
Yeah, but what about the save down here by Asher Moyer? I mean, that's just nothing but all-out hustle. Not to hit the line when you're driving out of bounds to try to get the ball back in. Of course, Cam got himself down the left side and he missed the shot, but he did make the first of two here.
81% free throw shooter, best free throw shooter on this Shikellamy team, makes the first one, so it's now 14-9, and Moyer will come out. By the way, that foul was definitely on Walter.
Well, it's Moyer comes in for Moyer.
That's true.
It's Micah Moyer in for Asher.
And Fashaw now in for Leonard.
And Cam makes the second. So the score is 14-10 with 1:55 to go here in the first quarter.
Sealands Grove bringing it up slowly now with Noggle. And Noggle now will go to the far side. He'll find Parker over there. And trying to go in with it was Walter. And Walter had it sail over his head.
Yeah, that was a pretty high pass. They were trying to hit him. I don't know if he's going to be able to get a layup, but he was going to at least get about a 5 or 6 foot jump shot there, Kevin. Well, the Braves with a chance to cut the lead now. It is 4 for Sealands Grove, but chance to get it down to 2 or 1.
That 6-0 run has been finally stopped by the free throws by Leonard, who's now on the bench. Fashaw
Near wing three, decided against it. Now goes to Williams. Open three from the far side. Overshot the basket just a bit. Walter with a backside rebound. He'll send it out to Noggle.
And they did leave him wide open that time, Kevin.
Wide.
But he needs to do that. You're not going to make all the three-point shots, but you got to make some. You got to shoot some to make some.
Smith inside now draws a crowd trying to get over Wetzel. That one doesn't go. Rebound by Bruno on the backside. Under a minute now. Bruno drives in, works amongst the trees, and draws the foul. Now the question is that going to be on Richter or is that going to be on Smith? It's going to be on Smith.
That's going to be his first foul.
And the board just went out, and I think that's team foul number four.
Somebody must have unplugged it.
Somebody kicked the power. And Bruno ready to go to the line. There we go. 53 seconds remaining. And that will be team foul number four of this first period. Braves trying to do well from the line as Bruno will come in. A 54% free throw shooter makes it. He'll have another opportunity here as Selinsgrove brings their starting five back in. Noggle has not been out of this game yet.
Well, I don't think you're going to take him out, Kevin. I mean, he's the bread and butter, mostly the bread of this team.
Second one is
good.
No, they waved it off.
Well, scratch one.
I think that might have been a lane violation.
Probably.
Noggle now brings it up, leading it by three with under a minute remaining. 45 seconds to be exact. Noggle now slowly attacking the Braves' defense in a zone again. Far side Bastion, near wing Jackson, underneath Deal. They'll kick it back out. Far side three Bastion, got it! 17-11, 30 seconds remaining in the first.
He has 10 of the 17.
Wow. Down. And Bastion averages 13 a game. Inside, Micah Moyer working his way into low box. Nothing there. Finds Bruno. Bruno drives in. On the floor. Loses it. And the officials are discussing. I think we have a held ball call.
Yeah, it is.
Yeah, it's Selinsgrove ball.
It should be. You're right.
With the possession arrow.
I don't know what all the fuss was about. I mean, it was definitely a held ball.
I don't think there was any question.
Yeah.
17-11, the Seals have a chance to extend this lead. Six is the largest it's been throughout the first period. 10 seconds, they'll let the ball roll. Now pick it up at half court and the clock will move. Bastion, three-pointer, far side. That one no good. Put back by Jackson, sits on the rim and drops in. 19-11 at the end of period number one. And the Seals with their largest lead so far of the evening at 8. 19-11, Selinsgrove over Shikellamy. This is Braves basketball on WKOK and on the Sunbury Broadcasting Corporation app.
Saving money on your next vehicle is as easy as SMC.
Sunbury Motor Company.
Since 1915, SMC provides total commitment to complete customer satisfaction.
Sunbury Motors sells and services new Fords and Hyundais in the North 4th Street Auto Plaza, Sunbury. And new Kias on the Golden Strip in Hummel's Wharf. No one beats Sunbury Motor Company's lowest price promise. Check them out at sunburymotors.com. SMC, a tradition of trust since 1915.
After a bit of a slow start in the first period, the Seals have poured it on here in the latter half of the first period for an 8-point lead, 19-11 here at the start of the second, where the Braves will have the basketball attacking the basket to our left.
Well, that last basket by Xavier Jackson was a great job of him. Nobody boxed him out. He just came in from the right side in the wing and caught the ball in the air and put it up. And he had enough of a soft touch. He rolled around and went in. He's got 6 points in that quarter.
Leonard with the basketball now, working his way in. Will go right by Deal and put it up for two.
Micah Moyer got the pass. Leonard gave the ball to Micah Moyer on the box, and he scored.
Top of the key, Noggle, over the round, back to Noggle again.
So you can give Cam Leonard the assist.
Driving in Bastion to the near side, Jackson. Jackson bumped on the way.
Lions basket again. Now to Deal. Back to basket. I was actually honestly screened that entire play down there underneath the basket. Come to the far side now to Noggle on the wing. Now to basket from the hot corner. He'll take a runner. Inside, no good. Backside rebound by Deal. Put it back up over the front of the rim. 21-13.
Well,
Sealant's Grove
up. McAllister had him boxed out, but Deal did a nice job of powering through him and got the rebound and scored. Offensive boards and scores off of offensive boards are great, Kevin.
Now Sealant's Grove will extend the defense. Pass tip. Fashaw gets it back. Finds Leonard underneath, who's fouled by Lucas Pietsu.
Well, that's going to put Cam on the line. They're doing a lot. The Seals Grove's doing a lot of overplaying, and that's when the Braves break that initial defense. They've got guys open, and they've been hitting them pretty well and making some easy baskets. As Cam misses the first of two.
As his first miss, as Micah Moyer comes out, Bruno comes out. It'll be Williams checking in for Shikalimi along with Asher Moyer, and a 30-second timeout by the Sealants Grove Seals and Coach Justin Kaiser.
Well, if you look at that first half for the Seals, Gavin Bastian was big in there with those two threes, but he also got a weak side rebound and put it back up and had another two-pointer in there to have 10 points in that quarter. And then Xavier Jackson, the freshman, with six. So those two outscored the Braves in the first quarter. The Braves really right now, Xavier Fishaw has four, and there's nobody else that has more than that. So most everybody else has two.
21-13, 6:43 to go. Leonard here in the half, I should say. Leonard at the line to shoot another. Coming up at the half, we'll update you on Penn State and Northwestern. We'll also update you on Lehigh Bucknell. Second one is good, makes one of two, and now trail a touchdown.
Well, Cam, that's his third point. All his points have come from the foul line.
Noggle guarded by Williams now, pushing it up.
Not the Braves. It looks like they're in a man now, Kevin. They are.
They'll go underneath the Noggle, and that one tapped out of bounds off of Asher Moyer.
That's a pretty tough task for Ryan Williams to take on Reese Noggle out there. It's just a little bit difference in height.
Noggle inbounding here underneath the basket. He'll find Bastian, back to Noggle, guarded by Moyer. Noggle outside for three. Nope, decides to pass it to Pietsu. Far side, Jackson firing a three. Got it from the student section corner on the far side.
That's number nine for Xavier Jackson.
10-point Sealands Grove lead, six to go here in the half. Pass into the far corner now to Leonard. Leonard driving in, blocked by Pietsu. He'll pick up the loose ball. It's a four-on-three. Pietsu has it tapped out of bounds. It'll be Sealands Grove basketball.
Nobody stops at the foul line on those three-on-two fast breaks, Kevin. They all keep coming in, and that makes the defense keeps coming back. And you stop, and then you make the bounce pass. Old-fashioned basketball, but still effective.
McAllister in the game now for Shikalimi. Jackson will get the ball at the half-court line. He'll go to the foul line, drive in, and give it off to Bastian on the near wing. He'll come in, guarded by Moyer. Kicks it to the top of the key to Jackson. Jackson now draws the crowd. Scoop shot, no good. Moyer with a great save, but it hit the baseline. It'll be out of bounds off of Moyer.
Either the ball or his foot, one way or the other.
I think it was the ball.
Yeah, I think you're right, yeah. Kevin.
There's Noggle. Wing three, far wing, and he hit it. 27-14, largest lead of the evening is 13 with 5:25 to go in the half. Fishaw now gets the ball. He'll have it between the circles, giving it now to Williams. Williams looking to work on Noggle, and Noggle will reach from behind and pick up the foul.
Sealants
foul number two.
Sealants Grove has four baskets from beyond the arc, Kevin. Two of them are by Gavin Bastian, one by Noggle, and one by Jackson. And that's 12 points, right there. And the Braves don't even have anybody that's looking to score from beyond the arc.
Only had one shot for three by Williams.
12 of the 13 have been three-pointers that of the 13-point lead. There's a steal by Noggle. Noggle one-on-one, and that could be an intentional, and it is. Williams tied him up. It was not a violent tie-up, but it was definitely an intentional foul.
Well, it was a little bit of a waist, what do they call that in wrestling? When you
tight waist,
all right.
He was tight. Although they were not in the referee's down position.
No, they were not. But anyway, that's a foul on Williams. This is a two-shot foul, and it's the ball.
And
so
Sealsville
will get the ball after he's done shooting his foul shots.
First and one is good.
Reese Noggle, that's his sixth point. He has scored from every place he could. Two-point shot, three-point shot, and a foul shot.
Speaking of the referee's down position, and Williamsport, as he makes the second, Steve Williams will be at the Magic Dome tomorrow night for Shikellamy Williamsport. Airtime is 7 o'clock following Penn State Coaches Show with Steve Jones. Timeout Shikellamy with a 29-14 Sealands Grove lead with 5:02 to go here in the half. And this one now, this is a two-minute span here. This 2 minutes, which is kind of like in the middle of the second period, this is going to be key for Shikellamy right now if they want to stay in this game.
I can't agree with you more, Kevin. They really have to come alive here, and they've got to make some baskets. Sealands Grove's been switching back and forth from a zone to a man-to-man. And the Braves have this tendency to drive into the paint, and they end up getting the shot gets blocked, or they don't make the shot. And it's just something that, I don't know, we've been seeing in these three games that we've done so far. That I thought they started out great with getting the ball in the high post and hitting people off the screens.
The first 5 minutes of the first period reminded me of the first entire period at Shamokin.
Yes.
Which, as Bill Ziegler said, was probably their best period of the year. Top of the key, Bastion fired up a three, and he got it. 32-14, and that is not helping that two-minute span that Shikellamy needs.
And Gavin with his 13th point.
In the corner, Leonard. He stutter steps, drives in, low box, finds McAllister, lost the ball. Actually, McAllister. Three-pointer from Fashaw is no good. Ripping down the rebound is Leonard and Smith, and Leonard will get charged for the foul.
Cam's going to get called for the foul over the back of Smith, who had the rebound.
Bietsu now will inbound with 4:32 to go. He'll find Noggle, 32-14. Sealands Grove in command right now. Here comes Bastion, bounces it off the foot of Fashaw. And it will be Sealands Grove basketball. Bastion will inbound underneath his own basket. He'll bounce it, turn around jumper for Bietsu, short.
Yeah, Luke kind of forced that one real quick, Kevin.
Fashaw with the rebound. He'll find Williams, and an offensive foul on Fashaw.
Is it Fashaw? Yeah.
Yeah. On the screen.
That's Xavier's first foul.
Team's third foul. Checking in now for Sealands Grove is Richter. He'll come in for Pietsu. 32-14, 4:11 to go here in the first half. Sealands Grove leading this one and have the ball. Noggle pushes it up, guarded loosely by Williams. He'll find Richter in the corner. Jackson near side three, drained it. 35-14. It is a blackjack lead for the Seals. Boyer now to the far wing, to the near wing rather. Far wing, Leonard, three, in the cylinder and rattled out. There's a nice putback by McAllister, but it doesn't go either. Backside rebound by Richter. Now three-pointer, top of the key. Richter, no good. Fashaw with a rebound. He'll bring it back. Find Leonard. Leonard driving into the baseline. Tries to spin. Now draws a crowd. Forces one up, and Jackson will get called for the foul. And that will be a two-shot foul, team foul number three of this second period.
Again, you know, taking those shots in there, you got your inside couple guys taller than you. Cam forced that one up and got fouled.
Leonard right now, 4 of 5 in free throw opportunities as Bruno now checks in for Shikellamy, and it'll be Deal coming in now for Jackson for Selinsgrove. 35-15, and the second one is no good. Loose ball picked up underneath by Deal. Deal finds Bastion. Bastion on the far wing. Top of the key, Deal. Bounce pass underneath and a nice put up by Smith. He's averaging 3 a game, got 2 there.
Yeah, nobody was on him, so he took a couple dribbles into the paint, and Smith was wide open underneath the basket.
Here comes Bruno, and he gets stuffed, but a whistle. And this will be team foul number 4 as Bruno will go to the line now for Shikellamy. Foul coming up on Jace Deal.
No, it's on McAllister. He's 22 for Shikellamy.
Right.
20.
Jace Deal is the one who picked up the foul.
No.
Yes. That's why Bruno's shooting.
Okay. I got you. He made the first one, folks.
It's all right, Chief.
Listen,
I'm
sneezing like crazy. This place,
you're allergic to this place. Yeah.
You're right.
Bruno's second one is good.
Right now my eyes are watering, Kevin.
That's all right.
I apologize, man.
I got screened out and missed a bucket underneath. It's fair. Driving in now is Richter, and a whistle. Did he count?
He traveled.
He did travel.
Yeah. You know, Kevin, you got to think about where we're calling this game from. All right, we got people walking in front of us. We're at the end of the cafeteria, end of the gymnasium,
where the officials stand. I might add, right in front of me. I keep forgetting I need to be on the right, not the left.
Well, we can switch at halftime if you want.
It's not going to help.
Oh, there's a steal.
Beautiful steal by Noggle. Noggle goes up and is fouled by Williams, who picks up his second, team's fourth, with 2:29 to go here in the second. The Braves down 20. I talked about that two-minute span with 5 to go. It did not go Shikellamy's way to get this a little bit tighter.
Not in the least, Kevin. Noggle's going to the line for the second time.
Noggle, a 69% free throw shooter on the year. And he will make that one to make it back to 21. Checking back in for Selinsgrove will be Parker. He'll come in now for Deal. Second one is good as it bounces around and down. 22, the largest lead of the night now for Selinsgrove with 2:25 to go in a half.
Well, Noggle's halfway to his average. He's got 9, and he's been averaging close to 18.
Bruno now driving in, finds Leonard far side, 3, short. Bruno almost got that rebound, tipped it out of his hands. Noggle has it, tried to pick Noggle's pocket. He puts it up, no good. And Wetzel with the rebound. He'll find Bruno, back the other way, quick transition. Bruno drives the lane. He gets stuffed by Walter. It goes out of bounds. It'll be Shikellamy basketball.
Seems to be the story of the night.
Does indeed, as Noggle now gets his first breather of the game.
Going in for a layup and getting shots blocked.
There's Leonard in the low box, and he will travel as he went up and then moved the pivot foot in the process. 39-27, 2 remaining here in the half, as Jackson, who just came back in at the last stoppage, will push it up. He has like an orangish type of shoe that reminds me of sherbet ice cream.
Orange sherbet,
that's correct. He's got the ball now. Foul line jumper comes up short. He's and
got,
a whistle.
Yeah, he got fouled. He got hit on the arm.
That's going to be on Lucas.
Yeah, Luke Wetzel's going to pick that one up.
That'll be team foul number 5 for Shikellamy, and we'll put Jackson to the line, who's only been to the line 4 times this year, made 2 of those 4. He is now 3 of 6.
He has 13 points so far, Kevin. Way above his average.
Averaging 9 a game. And that's now 4 14. of 6. 41-17, Selins Grove leading a minute 35 to go here in this first half. Williams now with the basketball. He will go to Wetzel between the circles. Wetzel to the foul line, now gives it to Williams. Far side, NBA three for Leonard, no good. It was a little long. Rebound by Smith underneath. He'll give it to Jackson. Jackson will try and find my head.
Actually, you were saved. It hit the edge of the table. It was almost $900 worth of equipment right down the tube.
$900, right. Richter with the intended pass.
You don't even have.
I'm just trying to save literally face.
You don't even have white on, Kevin. You're not even. Don't even have the Shickle or the Selins Grove uniform on.
Here comes Leonard driving in, and a foul will send Leonard to the line for the fourth time here this evening.
That one's going to be on 13, Richter. That's his first.
That one flustered a little bit there.
Well, you know, I looked up.
That was coming fast, too.
My reaction was not very good.
I did not have a reaction.
Well, I at least could have got my hand in front.
You got longer arms than I do. First one is good for Leonard.
Probably my luck, it would have glanced off my hand and really smacked
and then
me in
it,
the face.
Yeah, I was just protecting the glasses. Second one is up and in. 41-19 as Micah Moyer will come into the game now for Cam Leonard. Bruno into the game as well as Logan Fisher now. Jackson now bringing it up, under a minute remaining. And Richter finds Smith, three-pointer, missed everything. Did get the backboard, though. I shouldn't say missed everything. Williams now to Fisher, three. That one short. Moyer with the putback, and Micah gets the two.
That's Micah's second basket. Nice job of coming in from the weak side where the ball usually goes if it's missed, and caught the ball, came down, put it right back up for two.
Lead down to 20 now. And rolling back is Griffin, who started in. Now he'll get it back outside the wing for three. Decides to send it in to Smith. Smith trying to back in on Wetzel. That's going to be hard to do. There comes a three from the wing, and Walter hit that one. Scratch that.
Parker.
Make it Parker hitting that one. And that shot for three blocked. Williams' shot blocked by Jackson. And at the end of the first half, it is Selins Grove 44, Shikellamy 21. You're listening to Braves Basketball on News Radio 1070 WKOK and on the Sunbury Broadcasting Corporation app.
Hello, sports fans. W&L Subaru, Route 11 in Northumberland, is proud to be the Susquehanna Valley's family-owned and operated Subaru dealership since 1965. So come on in now and check out and save on the all-new Subaru models. Start your adventure in a safe, reliable, and fuel-efficient ride. Amazing financing offers for well-qualified applicants. Stop by W&L Subaru, Route 11 in Northumberland, or check out their deals on Facebook and at WNLSubaru.com. The Susquehanna Valley's all-wheel drive headquarters. Discover the power of expression with Ad One Advertising and Design. They're the area's locally owned one-stop destination for premium promotional items and trendy apparel. We're talking about apparel with brand names like The North Face, Under Armour, and Carhartt, just to name a few. Sleek pens that speak volumes to stylish drinkware from Corksicle, Igloo, and Hydro Flask that keep your name in hand. Ad One has that item that makes your business or organization pop. Get noticed. Get remembered. Get Ad One Advertising and Design and elevate your brand today. Visit mypromotionalneeds.com. To see for yourself.
Would people describe you as trustworthy, committed, and organized? If so, you may be perfect for a career in accounting. And the perfect place to start your career is Lackawanna College in Sunbury. With associate and bachelor's degree programs, Lackawanna College can prepare you for a lifetime of success in a field where your skills are always in demand. More about your future in accounting. Visit lackawanna.edu. This is life-changing. This is Lackawanna College.
At Sunbury Motor Company, the letters SMC mean a lot to us. Those letters stand for a tradition of trust since 1915.
SMC.
Stand for
selling more cars.
And
satisfying more customers.
SMC. It stands for Sunbury Motor Company. And when you need a Ford, Hyundai, or Kia, you have our lowest price promise. Log on to sunburymotors.com to
see more choices
and
save more cash.
And then you can say, start my car. I'll take it.
SMC.
In the North 4th Street Auto Plaza, Sunbury, and Routes 11 and 15, Hummel's Wharf.
Welcome back to the Seal Dome. Kevin Hur along with the Chief Dave Ritchie. 44-21, Selinsgrove on top here in this first half of play. And Selinsgrove has been able to take a little bit of a slow start for the first 3 minutes of this game and just take control, basically, in about a three-minute span of the second period. And that's when this game really started to get out of hand.
Well, they have seven threes in this first half, Kevin, and that, you know, that's 21 points. So almost half their points have come from beyond the arc, but that's not the big story. The fact is the Braves only have, I think, six buckets in the whole half. The leading scorer for the Braves is Cam Leonard with six, and they're all from the foul line.
Yeah. And the other thing is Shikalimi has been silent from outside the arc, already coming in at just 19% on the year.
Yeah, they haven't made a shot from out beyond the arc. You know, the freshman Xavier Jackson's having a great game. He's got 14 points. And then, you know, Gavin Bastian started out hot. He had 10 points in the first quarter. He ended up with 13 for the half. And Reese Noggle, the leading scorer, has 9. So they're pretty close. That it looks like there's a possibility they could get 4 in double figures before this game's over.
As we talked about, they really almost have 4 guys averaging double figures. They have 2 guys in double figures and then 2 at 9 apiece. So that wouldn't be a huge surprise. Let's pause 10 seconds for station identification. This is Shikalimi Basketball.
News Radio 1070 WKOK Sunbury and online or on your mobile device at WKOK.com.
Taking a quick look at some college basketball going on here this evening at the Bryce Jordan Center. Northwestern leads Penn State 60-55 with 9:57 to go in the second. That is a lot of points for halfway through the second period, isn't it?
Yeah.
At the half, Bucknell leads Lehigh, and that is at Stabler.
Stabler and Lehigh.
49-30, Bucknell leading Lehigh at the half. That game on 100.9 The Valley with Doug Birdsong on the call. Here it is 44-21, Selinsgrove leading Shikalimi. And, you know, we talked about a two-minute span in the middle of that second period. The Braves were not able to get anything at all going. What do they have to do to get a spark here in the second half?
I wish I knew.
And that's
Kevin.
The magic question, isn't it?
They have not been able to score from the outside. A lot of times they get the ball in deep, and most times it's one of their guards against Selinsgrove's big defense underneath. That they did a nice job of what word do I want to use? Moving without the ball and getting a couple of layups to start the game, but either Selinsgrove has caught on, or the Braves have stopped doing that.
Or both.
And you know, Kevin, if you don't make a three-point shot in a game, and the other team knows you're not shooting well, they're going to sag in and let you do that and open up the inside. They're going to have to hit some of those outside shots. But the one thing that you have to remember is that nobody seems to be taking any 10 or 12 footers or a 15 footer.
Yeah, everything's really deep outside.
Everything's either really deep or else they're underneath the basket trying to score.
44-21 here at the half. Selinsgrove leads here in the Seal Dome. This is Shikalimi Braves basketball on News Radio 1070 WKOK and on the Sunbury Broadcasting Corporation app.
Fresh Roasted Coffee offers a huge variety of freshly roasted coffee beans as well as Keurig and Nespresso-compatible pods. While you're here, check out our extensive selection of teas, botanicals, brewing equipment, and apparel. Stop by the company store in the old Sunbury Textile Mill just past the Shikalimi High School Monday through Friday from 8 a.m. till 4:30 p.m. Can't make it to the store? No problem. Order online at freshroastedcoffee.com and we'll roast your coffee and have it ready for pickup in as little as 24 hours.
The next time you're looking for a great place for a great meal with family and friends, stop in the place with roots that go back over 100 years, the America's Hose Company in Sunbury. Their social club serves breakfast, lunch, and dinner, and you'll be supporting this volunteer fire department who's always on call no matter what the emergency may be. They also provide ambulance service, too. Before you go, check their Facebook page for daily and weekly specials. The America's Hose Company, 100 Linden Street in Sunbury. Visit them for food and fun so they can be there for you in times of need.
In an ever-changing world, one thing you can always count on is the service at Purdy Insurance. Hi, this is Season. While the world is constantly changing, Purdy Insurance is dedicated to providing you with the highest level of service to protect you, your family, and your business. Give us a call today at 570-286-5855. Go to our website at purdyinsurance.com or check us out on Facebook to see what Purdy Insurance can do for you.
Experience unparalleled excavation and paving services with J.D. Feaster Earthworks. As a family-owned business, we're committed to providing exceptional service, going as far as moving the earth for you. Discover the unique J.D. Feaster difference, brought to you by our talented and dedicated team. With a century's worth of combined industry experience, we're committed to building relationships and delivering excellence. Our professional and seamless approach ensures top-notch service. Regardless of the job size, we will always be dedicated to your satisfaction. At J.D. Feaster, quality work each and every time we serve you is our promise. At J.D. Feaster Earthworks, we'll move the earth to serve you.
Back in Sealands Grove, 44-23, getting ready to start the third period here in Sealands Grove. Kevin Herr along with the Chief Dave Ritchie. We'll have some Shikellamy wrestling tomorrow night. They'll roll out the Resolite at the Magic Dome in Williamsport. Steve Williams will have the call right after the Penn State Coaches Show with Steve Williams. That'll be a 7 o'clock start on WKOK, WKOK.com, the Odyssey app, the Sunbury Broadcasting Corporation app, and you can now find us on the iHeart app as well. Just many, many different ways you could pull us in through the the technology available to us.
Let's get a little nostalgic here. We're like Chicken right. Man. We're everywhere. We're everywhere. Wasn't that the Bloomsburg radio station?
Actually, he got his start at WKOK.
Did he really?
Yes. Dick Orkin, the Radio Hall of Famer. His father owned a store in Sunbury and started by doing his own doing his dad's commercial.
Yeah, but I just remember that. You know, it's Chicken Man. He's everywhere.
Chicken Man still exists. If you you can catch it, you can hear it. I think there's a bunch of them online now. He did, but I mean, so many of them that he did. The legendary Dick Orkin. 44-21. 8 minutes on the clock as we get ready to start the second half.
When you make the Broadcasting Hall of Fame, can I do the speech to
you? Can do the you will do the induction.
All right, okay.
Because there's no way that's happening. You know? Over to the far side, Bastion. I don't want to do it when you go into the Shikellamy Hall of Fame. It's too much pressure.
Well, let's go to the State Hall of Fame, all right? That's not going to happen either, Kevin.
Things that aren't going to happen for 200, please.
Yeah.
Ogle driving in. Tries to lean in with the left hand from the right side. Comes up short. Asher Moyer with the rebound. And he'll bring it back the other way.
They kept him away from the basket, so he had to lean in with that long arm, and he just, you know, came up a little short. Didn't get it up on the backboard enough.
Williams in the game now. Braves with their starting five. Moyer, Fashaw, Williams, McAllister, and Leonard. And Bastion, there's a steal by Bastion.
Bastion steals the ball.
And tried to get it to Pietsu. He can't get it. Fashaw now come in. He is blocked by Deal, who will pick up a little bit of rest. It's Jackson, Pietsu, Noggle, Deal, and Bastion for the Seals.
Well, if that is on Jace Deal, that's going to be his third, and it is.
It is indeed team foul number one for Sealands Grove.
Although I don't think Coach Kaiser's worried so much about him fouling out.
I don't think so.
Not in a game where he's up by so much. And Xavier makes his first foul shot.
He's an 80% free throw shooter, second on the team in that category. He'll have another opportunity here in a moment. And the lead is going to remain at 22 as Pietsu picks up the rebound. Noggle now pushing it up. Goes to the near wing to Deal. Attacking the basket to the left. Jackson, wing three, bang! 47-22, largest lead of the night.
And that's his third three. You know, the nice thing about Xavier Jackson is he can score from inside and outside.
Pass is tipped. Leonard comes back up with it, fades away on the low box and puts it in. Noggle now with the basketball as they bring it back. Spin move by Pietsu, kicking it outside. Bastion corner, three in and out and in. 50-24. It is a 26-point lead for Sealandsgrove.
And Gavin picks up his 16th point. He has four threes for the game.
Here comes Williams driving the lane. He'll draw the foul at the foul line.
Chase steals the help. I hope it's not on me. And it is.
Yep.
No, it's
on Jackson.
It's on Jackson, yeah. So Chase.
When
he puts up two fingers, that's Jackson's second foul.
Williams finds Leonard in the low box. Pietsu all over him. He kicks it out for a 10-footer to Asher Moyer. Can't get it to go. Rebound Pietsu. Here comes Noggle back the other way. Noggle between the leg dribble. Down to the far wing. To the foul line. Almost lost that one and then rolled it in with that big arm span from left to right and put it in with a left side layup.
He just kind of cleared the area out and left him take his man into the bucket.
And Bastion tips the ball out of bounds, tries to make the save, and we go into the cafeteria.
I think there's more fans in the cafeteria than there is in the actual stands.
Yeah, I agree with you. Williams now ready to inbound. He'll find Fashaw. He'll come back for a long two. Off the front iron, no good. Moyer with the putback, or with the rebound, rather. He'll give it out to Williams, who hits the far wing three.
First three of the night. Ryan picks up his fifth
point. That might be his first of 2024.
Well, it's been a while since. I don't think we saw him make one up at Central Mountain or at Shamokin.
Driving in, Noggle. Tipped by Williams, out of bounds.
It's almost like Reese Noggle wants, they want him to have the ball so he can get some points up there. Because he's been controlling things pretty much.
Jackson gets the inbound with five to go. 52-27, Sealandsgrove leading Shikellamy. Feed inside to Pietsu, guarded by McAllister. He'll go over top of McAllister and over top of the basket. Ball is loose and free and a whistle as Jackson had it. He had it long enough, I believe, to draw the foul.
Yeah, it's going to be on number five. That would be Asher Moyer.
That's team foul number one on Shikellamy and his first.
I'm watching Luke Pietsu in there. Luke's looked like he's been in the weight room a little bit, Kevin.
He definitely has. There's Bastion from the near corner three. Fashaw with the rebound. The X Factor will push it up now. He'll find Williams. Far wing three, just a whisker short.
Just
rebound by Jackson.
And he's got to do that. He has to take those shots.
They'll outlet to Bastion. They'll send it around right side to Deal. Deal, baseline move, tries to clear Fashaw away. Loose ball, now Williams has it. Williams with a two-on-two, finds trailing McAllister off the window, no good. Moyer off the window, no good. And then it finally gets tipped back in by McAllister.
Two offensive boards, actually three that time, Kevin.
Driving in, Noggle will pick up the foul.
Looks like it's going to be on Asher Moyer. No, it's on three.
That's going to be on Williams, his third, team second. 52-29, Sealandsgrove on top. Changes coming in for the Seals include Parker Griffin, along with Camden Smith and Mason Richter. Bastion inbounds to Noggle now with 4:05 to go here in the third. That pass was tipped by Williams and then off the side of the basket out of bounds.
I don't think it was tipped by Williams.
It hit the basket so hard I thought it had.
You're right, Kevin, because the official just changed the call. The official on the outside said Braves ball, but the guy underneath the basket came in and gave the tip signal. And it's
just the angle
Seals
of
ball.
It.
Yeah.
Yeah, just the angle of the way the ball hit the backboard. Noggle between the circles. Far side now to Griffin, Griffin Parker. Down to Noggle. NBA three, nothing but net. 55-29. 3:40 left here in the third.
14 for Reese.
Ogle averages 17. Leonard now outside the arc, tries to find Fashaw, flashing in, and it goes out of bounds. Selinge Grove basketball with 3:31 to go in the third, leading 55-29.
Hate to say this, but we're 4 points away from
the running clock for the second straight game for the Braves. There's a steal by Moyer and a great anticipation of the pass in front of Bastion. He'll take it right up, right in. 55-31 with Asher picking up the bucket.
Asher's first bucket of the evening, Kevin. First points.
Bounce pass to Bastion, who tries to run the baseline. They'll go top of the key. Noggle now. Noggle guarded by Williams. Starts in, comes back with three to go in the third. Now he'll find Bastion a little further on the wing. Back inside to Smith. Smith working on McAllister. Spins, comes up short. McAllister boxing out for the rebound. Here comes Williams back the other way. Finds Moyer flashing underneath. Gets the bucket and goes to the line.
It's a nice job by Asher Moyer to come from the opposite side of where Ryan Williams was coming down in the paint. And Ryan hit him with the shot, with the pass, and you know, being left-handed, it was a natural move into the left, and he put it up and got fouled. Makes the basket, and that's Mason Richter's second foul.
Michael Moyer in along with Bruno. As McAllister sits out, and so does Williams. Nope, actually, he's still in. It was Fashaw that came out.
Asher makes the three-point play the old-fashioned way, Kevin. He's got five now all in this quarter.
55-34, 2:30 to go here in the third. Noggle calls for the ball as the Braves extend that defense out. And Seals go to corners, basically. Noggle hangs on to that one with his big frame. Far side three, Richter, bang! Wow! 58-34, they're just hitting them from all over.
Yeah, they had seven in the first half, and they've got four here, Kevin. That's 11 threes.
And still two to go in the third period. Williams bounces it to Moyer, back to Williams. Williams drives to the baseline, goes up over top of Noggle. Noggle might have got a piece of that one. Loose ball picked up by Moyer. Moyer fights his way in. Shot is waved off for a foul on the floor. It'll be Selinge Grove's fourth team foul.
That's a shame. Nick did a nice job of getting that ball away from the Seals and then made a nice move to make the basket, but they called the foul. And I don't know who they called it on.
Yeah, I didn't see it either, but Asher drew the foul. And just
13.
Put it up on the back.
Sorry, Richter.
Yep, that'll be his third. And now coming back in will be Jackson, and joining him will be Noah Walter. Williams now finds Micah Moyer. Three-pointer no good. Williams underneath, and he's fouled by number 13, Mason Richter, who picks up four now.
Well, that was a nice pass by Moyer that time.
Micah I don't think it was a pass, though.
But it worked out that way.
It did.
It had a heads up by Ryan to get across the other side to catch it.
Williams is 76% free throw shooter. Misses that one. He'll get another opportunity with Shikalaby trailing it by 24. And it will remain 24 as he missed it. Jackson now with the rebound. He missed that one by a lot, actually. That one goes out of bounds off of Jackson. Shikalaby basketball with a minute 43 left. Third period, Selinge Grove leading at 58-34. As Williams now will bring it back, attacking the basket to the right. Moyer now finds Williams. Williams to Leonard, top of the key, three, short. Rebound off the rim by Moyer. Kicks it out. Jackson anticipates the pass, steals it, goes up and short himself. Micah Moyer with a rebound, finds Williams. Williams to Bruno. Bruno up. He's stuffed by Walter. Rebound picked up, loose ball picked up by Leonard, puts it up and in.
Now they're playing hard, Kevin. They really are. I mean, that's a great defensive stop down there on Jackson, and then they just pushed the ball up and did a great job of moving the ball around, and Leonard with a nice inside shot again.
Pass to the far side. Richter runs the baseline. They'll kick it back out to go to corners. 58-36, under a minute to go, third period. Now with the basketball, driving in is Parker, and that one no good. Bruno with a rebound. Bruno with a 4-on-3. The numbers don't work, but he goes up and in anyway. Kisses it off the square for two. 58-38, 36 to go in the third. Sealands
gave a little look over to Cam Leonard in the corner, and that, you know, that made this guy kind of slow up, and he just went by him and made that nice layup.
Driving in, getting the pass is Richter. He'll kick it back outside.
That wasn't a layup. That was more of a runner. All right, bank shot from the right side. Wow.
Jackson with the basketball with 10 to go at the foul line. He'll work his way in. Over the head shot, no good. Loose ball on the floor. The officials are going to talk it over. I think this is going to be Shikellamy basketball.
I don't know. The guy that changed it the last time saying it might be Sealands Grove. They changed it.
Coming in for Shikellamy now will be Justin Ziegler. He'll come in for Williams, and now we have a timeout as Sealands Grove, I believe, will make some wholesale changes now.
They're going to put their first team in here with 5 seconds to go to run the out-of-bounds play underneath their basket. And they put Justin Ziegler in the game for Ryan Williams, so Ryan doesn't pick up his fourth foul with 5 seconds to go here in this quarter.
You figured that all out on your in just a few seconds. I'm impressed.
Yeah. That's not hard to do, Kevin. Ryan's got three fouls and it's 5 seconds to go. You don't want to pick up a foul in this particular
makes
case.
Sense to me.
And I know why they put the five starters in.
Well, they have a play, obviously,
yeah, exactly.
That they want to run.
It's a secret play. Double secret play.
Double secret.
That only the starting five know how to run.
I see. Well, you're going to need to run one of these down the stretch somewhere, I'm sure. And that's probably what Coach Justin Kaiser has in his mind.
Let's take a bet. Who takes the shot? Do you think it's going to be Noggle?
Number four.
I'm thinking that.
Bastion getting ready to inbound. And that one tipped by Bruno. Bruno has it with 2-1. Moyer got it off, and it's in before the end of the period. Braves steal a quick bucket to make it 58-40 at the end of three. Sealands Grove leads. This is Shikellamy basketball on News Radio 1070 WKOK and on the Sunbury Broadcasting Corporation app.
Hi, this is Dave Moyer, 1993 graduate of Shikellamy High School and third generation owner of the Benjamin T. Moyer Furniture Store in Sunbury. And we're proud to be part of the Shikellamy sports family. Benjamin T. Moyer Furniture has been supplying customers from all over Pennsylvania with fine furniture, two-sided Schiffman mattresses, and superior service since 1935. Please accept my invitation to visit our showroom in Sunbury or check out our website at moyersfurniture.com. Here is to a great season. Go Schick Braves.
Braves down 26 at one point. They have closed the gap to 18 now with 58-40 the score. And Shikellamy getting the ball to start the second half after a great steal by Johnny L. Bruno. And Bruno will take it all the way to the glass with just five seconds left.
He passed it to Asher Moyer.
I'm sorry, you're right. He did pass it to Asher Moyer with 5 seconds left.
Yeah, and Asher,
and Asher just barely got it off in time.
Asher scored 7 points in that third quarter.
Bruno between the circles to Moyer. Now over to Ziegler, who just came in at the timeout before the stoppage, or before the end of the period. Loose ball, and it is picked up by Micah Moyer. Now to Leonard. Leonard drives in, loses a handle on the ball, gets it to Moyer, and Asher Moyer will draw the foul.
He almost pulled that one off, too. He had to come from way down deep, down below, and bring the ball up, and that's tough to do. But he's going to get two shots from the foul line as the foul was on Luke Piazza.
That's his second, team's first here in this final period. That one pins off the back wall and drops in.
It hit in such a way that it just died at the flat spot on the back of the rim.
It looked like he had a lot of backspin on it, like a golf shot.
And then it fell forward. We wouldn't have heard, if we had the mic up there like we usually have, we wouldn't have heard the swish.
You would have heard a thud.
Exactly. In fact, I think I heard a thud.
And there's the second one. 58-42, 7:30 to go in this one. The Braves close the gap to 16 now.
Well, they're going to spread the Braves out here and hopefully try to get a layup.
Sealands Grove with their starters in. Moyer almost picked that one off in front of Jackson. There's a nice runner. And
by
putting it in is Piazza.
Luke's third point.
Back to 18 now. And here comes Bruno back the other way. Bruno trapped in the corner, running out of space, finds Fashaw. He'll find Ziegler. Ziegler kicks it out to Williams. Williams down to Asher Moyer. Back to Ziegler again. Ziegler will find Fashaw near wing. Bounce pass to Williams. Williams far side, Bruno. Far wing, Ziegler.
Steel's going to do a nice job of getting in three-point shot shooters' faces, all right, running his zone around. There's a nice pass.
All alone was Williams under the basket, calls for the assist from Bruno, and he puts it in. 6:28 remaining here in the fourth, 60-44. In the backdoor, Deal decides to pass it off to Bastion. Bastion runs the baseline, finds Nago on the near wing. Nago will now run some time off the clock. He'll pass it almost too high for Deal, and it is stolen by Williams anyway. Williams now almost got his pocket picked by Bastion. Now to Fashaw, top of the key.
If somebody would have came down in this low box, they would have an easy basket, and Williams saw it in motion, but nobody went.
Williams with the basketball now, guarded by Bastion. He'll put his shoulder into him. Find Moyer. Moyer goes up, off the window, missed it. Good defense by Bastion. Bastion will pick up the loose ball. That was a big possession for Selinsgrove Grove to stay, to keep control of this lead, and especially if they get a three. Bastion missed it. Ziegler with a rebound. Pass is tipped. Bruno comes up with it. Bruno looking. Pass tipped out of bounds by Jackson. Tried to find Moyer on the baseline. Braves picking up the tempo a little bit. Fashaw now ready to inbound. He'll find Williams. Williams back to Fashaw. Looks at a three, decides against it. Pass to Bruno, tipped. But Bruno comes up with it on the far wing. Fashaw in the corner, back to the wing to Bruno with 5:10 remaining. Underneath Williams, all alone, comes up short. Moyer tips him in a foul before the tip out. And well, that one might be on Piazza.
Williams is going to get the go to the line here, I believe. It is on Luke Piazza.
That'll be number three for Pietsu in the second foul for
But it's
the
after
Seals,
the shot, but so it is after. A ball out of bounds.
Williams looking to inbound. Lobs one to Ziegler. Tapped by Noggle. Noggle will go up. He's going to try a two-hand jam, and he got it this time. Missed the one earlier. Got this one to make it 62-44. Ziegler back the other way. Drives in. He is stuffed by Pietsu violently. Williams picks up the loose ball. Williams in trouble. Has his pocket picked by Deal. Deal to Jackson. Jackson goes up, lays it up and in. And Selinsgrove go back in control with the lead back to 20. And a timeout by Bill Ziegler after this run by Selinsgrove. 4:35 to go in this one. 64-44. Selinsgrove leading Shikellamy. As we take a look at some of the college basketball scores on one of our sister stations, 100.9 The Valley, at Lehigh. Bucknell leads Lehigh 57-48. That one with 12 minutes to go here in the second half. And it is very late at the Bryce Jordan Center. 19 ticks left. Northwestern 74, Penn State 72. That'd be a big upset.
Be a feather in Coach Rhodes' cap.
The Schuylkill County native.
Kevin, the Braves had a chance to get that down to 16 or 14. They stole the ball. They came down. They just couldn't put the ball in the basket. And now I believe it's going to be, should be Braves' ball.
It is in front of the Selinsgrove bench. 4:35 to go, and Selinsgrove with a 64-44 lead. We'll update you on Penn State Northwestern in a moment. Bruno over to the far side, and he will find Williams, who goes to the floor after a whistle.
Well, he split the two people that are on him, and he got tripped as he went through. So that foul's on Jace Deal. That should be five, or it's four?
That's four.
Yeah, that's
three.
Yeah, that's right. You're
three
right.
Team fouls for Selinsgrove. Leonard now into the corner to Bruno. Bruno puts it on the floor, working on Jackson. Goes to Williams, far wing. Now to Wetzel. Wetzel forces his way in on Pietsu and gets the two.
Nice halfway, strong move.
Halfway through the period now. There's a far side pass to Bastion. Earlier in the game, he would have taken that three. He didn't there. Got it again on the far wing. Rather near wing. Top of the key now, Bastion tries to get the three-point foul. Didn't get the call. Save underneath. Goes out to
Jackson.
Jackson, who then sends it to Noggle. Noggle draws a crowd, loses it out of bounds off of Shikalimi.
Can't catch a break at that end, Kevin. Ball's going out of bounds, and people do a nice job of, for Seals Grove, of saving it. That time it went out off one of the Braves' legs.
Jackson with the basketball, now to Bastion. Bastion from the wing goes in the paint, kicks it back out to Jackson. 5 seconds to go at Penn State as Jackson drives in, draws the foul, missed the shot. 5 seconds left at the Bryce Jordan Center. Northwestern leading at 75-72.
That foul's on Xavier Fishaw. That, they have him as his second foul. That is correct.
One team foul on the Braves with 3:23 to go here in this one.
Jackson with 19 points, and he'll stay at 19.
Hit two earlier, missed that one. And they're going to bring back in Camden Smith now, who will give Jay Steele an opportunity to rest. Second one rattles in. 19-point Seelands Grove lead with 3:22 remaining here in this one. Bruno now driving to the foul line, finds Fishaw. He's tapped out and blocked by Pietsu. Bastion kicks it out to Jackson. They'll try and eat more clock now. Pietsu now outside. Bastion, NCAA three, and got it. 68-46 with 3 minutes left.
Well, Jackson has 20, and unofficially I've got Gavin Bastion at 19, Kevin.
Well, Seelands Grove definitely did a nice job of weathering the storm that Shikalimi had early in this period, and now has put this game back in control, and now the Braves will make some wholesale changes, and Seelands Grove will match.
Well, the only... Lucas Wetzel will stay in, but Charles Walters, Justin Ziegler, and
Luke Beyer,
along with
Wetzel overshoots the basket for three.
Along with Logan Fisher.
So Jackson will stay in for Seelands Grove. Richter in now for Seelands Grove, along with Noah Walter, Griffin Parker, and Camden Smith. Richter now with the basketball, top of the key, Walter, to Smith on the near wing. Back to Parker, now to Jackson. Jackson working on Fisher. Jackson looking around. Jackson being harassed, now finds Smith. 2:05 to go in this one. 68-46, Seelands Grove has been in command since the midway part of the first period. Walter now to the baseline, to Smith. Smith off the back iron, no. Through Ziegler's hands out of bounds. Seelands Grove basketball, minute 50 left. So the Seals will improve now to 6, make that 7-3. And driving in now is Jackson. He'll be fouled by Beyer.
Put him on the line. He is 3-for-4 tonight, shooting from the charity stripe. And that foul, they didn't put it up yet. That's on number 33.
Still waiting for the update on Penn State Northwestern. Still listed as a timeout by Northwestern with a 3-point lead and 5 seconds left as Jackson makes that one. Foul is going to be on Beyer, his first, team second. Second opportunity is coming up, and that one will sit off the rim and not make it 70. Walter with a rebound, finds Wetzel. Wetzel pushes it up, finds Ziegler now. Ziegler between the circles. He'll give it off to Fisher. Fisher backing up, to Ziegler with a minute 30 to go. Ziegler trying to get a clear screen from Wetzel. Seals Grove fighting through it. Ziegler takes a deep three, top of the key, and got it. 69-49. That might be his first three, at least, that we've seen this year in the varsity game.
Yeah, but we didn't see the first eight games, Kev.
That's true.
I imagine he might have had one before that.
Here comes Smith working his way on Wetzel. Kicks it back out. Three-pointer on the way. Richter rattles it in. And a timeout by Selinsgrove. Well, actually, they're just going to let him make the substitution for McAllister DeFazio, the sophomore at guard. 56 seconds left, 72-49, Selinsgrove leading it. Ziegler now will bring it up. They'll find Wetzel. Swinging around to Ziegler with 46 seconds left. Fisher on the far wing, drives in, works up, fights through the block by Parker. Nice save on the baseline by Richter. Bounces off a Shikellamy player. It'll be Selinsgrove basketball. 33 seconds left, 72-49. Smith now gives it off to Richter. To Parker. They'll send it in to Smith with 20. Driving in and running out of real estate is DeFazio. Three-pointer on the way. Walter, no good. Walter with the rebound on the other side. Charlie, that is. Here comes Fisher. Stops. Looks for an outlet. Finds Wetzel with four. Wetzel top of the key three. Big guy hits one from downtown. And that will do it. Selinsgrove 72, Shikellamy 52. This is Shikellamy basketball on News Radio 1070 WKOK and on the Sunbury Broadcasting Corporation app.
From first downs to touchdowns, cheering on the big game creates a big appetite. That's why I shop at Wise. With new Wise End Zone Rewards, I can redeem Wise Rewards points on game day favorites like free Johnsonville sausages, Hers chips, Hell of a Good dips, and even Hershey's candies. Spending less time shopping around for the best deals mean I can spend more time cheering on the game.
Touchdown!
Now that's rewarding. That's Wise.
Mark and Troy here. It's Owner Appreciation Loyalty Month at Zimmerman Chrysler Dodge Jeep Ram.
And we're celebrating with 15% off many in-stock models.
Like new Jeep Renegades, 50% off with up to $4,500 in discounts.
15% off all Jeep Gladiators in stock. That's a savings up to $9,000.
Take 15% off 2023 Ram Crew Cabs in stock. That's almost $10,000 off many trucks.
So come in and see why people are coming from all over the region to Zimmerman's Chrysler Dodge Jeep Ram in Sunbury and experience what we call the Zimmerman Difference. Call 570-988-JEEP or visit us online at ZimmermanJeep.com.
Every season comes with a list of to-dos. That's why Service First Federal Credit Union offers everyday equity. With this unique home equity line of credit, pay tuition, plan vacation, kick off remodeling projects, and much more. Everyday equity provides easy access to funds, low monthly payments, and the flexibility to lock in Service First great low rates on up to two segments of your line. Controlling your budget and accomplishing your goals just got easier. Apply today. Visit serviceone.org. At Service First, we're friends you can bank on. Membership requirements and restrictions apply. Federally insured by NCUA. Equal housing lender.
Your days are busy and crazy, but your evenings don't have to be. When you visit Midtown Bistro on Market Street in Sunbury, relaxation is the name of the game. Stop in Wednesday through Saturday from 4 till 9 p.m. and start out with one of their freshly made appetizers. Try their own menu staple, the goat cheese dip or bang bang shrimp, quesadillas and salads. Their entrees include jambalaya, New York strip steak and pasta marinara. And they even have children's choices, plus enjoy delicious desserts. Stop in for live weekend entertainment and your favorite drinks too. Find Midtown Bistro on Facebook and 323 Rear Market Street, Sunbury.
At the Seal Dome tonight, where Selinsgrove finishes off a 72-52 victory over the Shikellamy Braves in matchup number one of the season between these two teams. A couple of weeks, they'll do it again at the Shikellamy Fieldhouse in the Phil Lockoff Gymnasium. At the Bryce Jordan Center, Northwestern gets a 76-72 win over the Penn State Nittany Lions. Penn State back in action next Saturday following Shikellamie hosting Milton on WKOK. And on 100.9 The Valley, they're about halfway through the second half. Bucknell leads Lehigh 71-61, and they still have 7 minutes left. Doug Birdsong has the call on 100.9 The Valley if you want to make the flip over there in just a few minutes. Final thoughts on this one as we look at some of the numbers. Selinsgrove, no big surprise, lots of points, lots of distributed scoring, lots of double figures, and lots of threes.
Yeah, they scored 13 threes tonight, Kevin, and they had 12 two-point baskets and were 9 for 12 from the foul line, shooting 75%. Xavier Jackson, the freshman, led all scorers with 21, and Gavin Bashian, who had a great first half at 19, and then followed by the usually Rice Noggle. He's usually the one that is the leading scorer with 16. So you're talking about three guys there that had a heck of a lot of points. On the Shikellamie side, they had one player in double figures. That was Cam Leonard with 10, and six of those came from the foul line as he was 6 for 9. 9 points from Asher Moyer, all of those in the second half. 7 from Ryan Williams, and we had 5 from Lucas Wetzel along with Joni L. Brunel.
I think one of the only positives really Shikellamie can take from this is they played very, very physically.
Oh, yeah.
And a lot of effort in a stretch that we were talking about where they were down and in almost 30 points and in danger of seeing a running clock. Got it down to 18 at that point.
Yeah, they were just about there to go to the running clock. You're exactly right. And they battled back.
Bill Ziegler joining us, and that what we were just talking about, Bill, was there was a point in this game where it was really close to being a running clock, and then just battled back and really played physical, got it down to about 18. You have to be proud about the way they reacted.
Well, that's what we talked about at halftime. You know, win, lose, or draw, there is no quit. And the Bill Ziegler coach team, and they proved, you know, what we were hoping for. You know, our goal was to try to get it to 13 at the end of the quarter, and then, you know, maybe make it around the fourth. And we got it down to 18, but we couldn't seem to get it any closer to them. But, you know, I don't know. Well, 13, I can see. 13 threes is it's tough to overcome when the other team has you know, almost 40 points from the three-point line.
Yeah, and you have three guys in double figures because of that, too. That makes it an uphill battle right there. As you get ready for Milton now, what do you look forward to, and what are you setting up over the next couple of days?
You know, we've lost, you know, 6 out of 7 here. And, you know, so one thing is, you know, we as a coaching staff have got to convince our team that, you know, 4-7, that's only 11 games. There's 11 more to go. There's a lot of games. And, you know, in the NFL, there were teams that started off really well halfway through. And at the end of the season, it was a much different story. So, you know, we played a little bit better as a team for about three quarters today. The second quarter was not that way. And hopefully we can do that going forward and springboard and get ready for Saturday.
And this is a team that still has playoff hunt in mind, because right now you're sitting in the four seed.
We are. You know, Bellefonte just won a game the other day to get a little bit closer to us in the 4-5. And, you know, it'd be nice here to get a little bit of a couple wins here in a row here. You know, before you can win two in a row, you got to win one. So right now our only goal is Coach Brandt and the Black Panthers on Saturday.
We had a little trouble inside getting the ball in the basket, as you probably noticed. But, you know, what happened was I was very pleased. I thought the ball movement in the first quarter and in the fourth quarter, hitting guys that were open, guys were moving out the ball, that impressed me, all right? And we hit them with the pass. But I think you'll agree with me. We start hitting from the outside, that'll make things a little easier on the inside.
Yeah, that most certainly can. I mean, we had 3 three-pointers tonight, which doesn't compare to 13. And in all honesty, that's the most we've made in the game in about 5 games. So, yeah. You know, we're going to keep working on our shooting. And, you know, like I told the kids, you know, I'm a firm believer in you continue to work hard, good things will start coming your way. And hopefully it comes really soon.
Well, back home for
for the first time here in 24.
Finally.
So that's the positive to take out of there. You get to play in your home gym for a little bit.
I'm looking forward to it as much as the kids are. So, you know, we got to get back to work tomorrow at 4:30 practice, and then have another good one on Friday and get ready for Milton Saturday afternoon.
Thanks, Bill. Appreciate the time.
Thank you.
Thank you, Billy.
Bill Ziegler joining us here on the postgame. Sealands Grove with a 72-52 victory. Another tough one for the Braves here tonight. But, again, got a little bit of a turnaround and a game that I think on paper they feel as though they match up better in with a chance to kind of turn the tide a little bit, looking for win number one here in the new calendar year.
Exactly, Kevin. I think the home court will help a lot, and it'll be a Saturday afternoon game. And if you're not doing anything, stop out. All right?
We'll have coverage beginning at about 1:15 for a scheduled 1:30 tip-off of the varsity game, and then we'll go to Penn State basketball immediately following that Saturday afternoon here on WKOK. Coming up tomorrow night, Steve Williams will be at the Magic Dome at Williamsport as the Braves wrestling team. We'll have a dual meet against Williamsport. That will be a 7 o'clock airtime here on WKOK and on the Sunbury Broadcasting Corporation app. Once again, our final score, it was Sealands Grove 72, Shikellamy 52. The Seals were improved to 7-3 overall. The Braves fall to 4-7 overall. And we'll be back in action Saturday here on WKOK. For the Chief Dave Ritchie, I'm Kevin Hur. Thanks for joining us for Shikellamy Braves basketball on News Radio 1070 WKOK and online with the Sunbury Broadcasting Corporation app. This has been a WKOK Sports presentation.